God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb. A kick against the holy wound. A kick against the wound.
Les Visibles here. This is twice a month he comes by with his audio commentary. He writes some blogs and sings some songs. We like to have him come by and speak. He's a passionate writer and a passionate speaker. Many people are moved either to love or hate him. Well, that's what happens when you're good at getting under skin and hitting that nerve. He comes by twice a month, once metaphysically, once sociopolitically. This is the metaphysical commentary. Less visible from across the pond.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is the dog poet Visible, streaming out of the starship. Late of Sirius, and here with the good news and the bad news, and what help we can give in your time of trial and need. Some of you see, but most of you do not. However, the time will shortly come when many will see, and only those who hide from their own eyes and seek to hide in the dark places from the light will fail to see that with every turning of the age there's a lot more taking place than just the turning of a clock. Each turning of the age brings a new avatar and a new format for the lives of the times as they go through the ageless dramas that are the characteristic of life on Earth. Tonight is the metaphysical end of each month's offering, so if that's not your cup of tea, then what can I say? People look at the bloody footprints of human history and they wonder why it's got to always be the way it has been, and given that, how can hope keep springing eternal? Well, there are a few things you have to accept about life on Earth. And once you do, you'll be surfing the wave instead of tacking into the wind. We like to mix our metaphors here because academia frowns on it, and most of what academia frowns on, I smile on. The first thing one needs to understand is that this is a place that exists for the testing of the human soul. Earth is a specific place with a specific purpose. If you find your innocence stolen and your dreams unfulfilled, and you have lived without a greater purpose, so that you sit at the gates of death with no more awareness than you had when you arrived, well, that happens. It happens a lot. The main purpose of the world is to deceive you. Accept that. The world offers you an endless cornucopia of items and circumstances to distract you from your primary task, which is self-inquiry. Then it shows you how hollow all of these things are, as well as the price you paid to gain them. So, eventually, who knows how long, you come to understand that you've been living in a dream world of appetites and desires, a turning wheel of fire in which temporary satiations lead to further passions to consume, and which you, in fact, consume yourself within. In Hindu posters, you see the cobra hood rising over the head of the gods. In this tradition, they understand that God is a serpent. In the Western tradition, the serpent is considered to be evil, but the serpent in the Garden of Eden was every bit as much God as was the voice in the garden. That is why you hear in the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation." Does this not make it clear that God is doing the tempting? God is on both sides of the equation, and the devil is just the way the wicked see him. Life on earth is not about your excelling in sports and going on to be a success in some field of endeavor, and then you marry and raise a family, and you move into a golden age of rocking chair wisdom, and the dog brings you your slippers. Life is not about that. These are conditions thrown at you for the purpose of self-discovery, and should you not be so inclined, then pain and loss will inform you about your direction. It's baffling because in this world, a certain kind of success and the veneer of a particular front are celebrated and toasted in the world's exclusive circles and worshipped by the hoi polloi and lumpen proletariat as they do their salt of the earth thing. Those who seek the inner worlds and care little for the world's allures are considered mad or ignored. Often they are persecuted because they are unwelcome reminders that life is fleeting and that all of the pleasures and acquisitions will soon be turned to dust. This turning of the new age is also the culmination of another turning of a 25,000-year cycle, and the world, given its purpose of deceiving you, is swallowed in materialism, and the religious leaders are going about in private planes with gold watches on their wrists. All manner of bad behavior has its apologist under the banner of political correctness. The young are taught to accept things that are contrary to the balance of nature, and holding any other position has been rendered into a crime. We're being taught to tolerate everything for the purpose that we will understand nothing, and in order to justify what the undead have planned for you further down the road. It's a sort of softening up, a confusion-making scheme that blurs the boundaries between right and wrong and makes moral relativism the status quo of every good citizen. Hypocrisy is the order of the day among your leaders, who complain about behavior abroad while their own actions are 100 times more foul. The press is owned by vampires who entreat you to expose your neck, by pederasts who want you to bend over, and by the people behind the things that they blame on someone else. What are we to do? Those of us who can see to some degree what is going on and can recognize the death rattle of a civilization when they hear it? Although I left the U.S. 10 years ago, I am not recommending wholesale flight into unknown territories. I left because, in my case, I would have been imprisoned or worse. That's been the nature of the beast for me there. In any case, this was a decision made for me, not by me, and I would like to point out that the same possibilities exist for anyone. By that, I mean the ability to hear the broadcast of a higher radio station that can provide you with the information you need to thrive and survive. Think of your mind as a tuner-receiver component, much like what you may have in your stereo system. Imagine there are two dials, such as on a shortwave radio, and that one is for the gross tuning and the other for fine tuning. Most people are listening to only a few large stations the way they watch the main TV stations, the way they read the large city newspapers, the way they visit the large online news services. There are specific limits to what you can hear and see in these locations. If that is the sum total of your interest, then there you are. But there are other stations, and you can pick them up if you have the patience and the focus to do so. These larger stations I mentioned are veritable fountains of lies. The other stations that you can receive, if you put yourself in the way of them, are connected to the fountain of truth, which is bubbling like a mountain spring in the deep recesses of your heart. Here are all manner of mysteries and secrets that the ordinary mind does not consider, until great tragedy or trauma brings them to the doorstep of awakening. You need not arrive there through tragedy or trauma. Simple persistence will do. Certain stars and star clusters are broadcasting stations, just like the broadcasting station from which this transmission is coming. In the quiet places of nature, one can attune these stations. Attune to these stations with some speed. One must always weigh all information on the scales of reason and hold them up to the mirror of one's own inner truth to see if there is a reflection there. These outer star systems connect up with the stars inside you. What I'm talking about is very real. It is more real than the world you presently find yourself in, and it is a world that is going to be revealed at some soon coming time, as are other worlds of less pleasant aspect, all dependent on the choices people have made. This hasn't got anything to do with me, and you don't need me to do it. There's no how-to books for sale at my sites and no DVDs or seminars. If someone tries real hard, they may be able to find my musical CDs or novels, but point being, don't concern yourself with me. Weigh and consider and act accordingly. The realms of Shambhala are obscured in a protective mist. That's going to change as the darkness seeks to make war on the source of light itself. This never works, but it makes for interesting times. The light always wins. There is a God, and no matter what, you have backed the right horse if you know these things, even though this world makes it appear that it is not the safest or most powerful end of the stick. This is another test. The divine power is always in charge and uses the drama of human circumstances to make its points. It is the inspiration for all of the great art and music. It is a truth buried in all religion. It is a native morality in the human heart. It sees through your eyes and hears through your ears if you allow it, and are not entertaining a different sort of house guest. But it hears and sees anyway, and is known there as your conscience. The entire stretch of history and the sequencing of your many lives is all part of a movie that the divine is directing to its own ends. It is actually living your life inside of you as you go, and it's as close to you as you are close to it. You can widen or shorten that distance. That's up to you. It's harder now to struggle for the light. Not many people are doing it, and that tends to create a certain kind of gravity which pulls all of us down. Also, the source and meaning of things have become more obscured due to the plethora of interpretations, most of which serve no real purpose but the personal gain of the person purveying it. Try saying that 5 times real fast. Where you sit right now, you're in contact with the source of everything. Some of you feel closer and some of you feel far away. There is no distance between that cannot be covered expeditiously by focused intent. Observe life and look at what is the usual course of human existence. You could profit much by visiting hospitals and nursing homes as well as geriatric clinics and mental hospitals. There's a lesson to be learned. As Paramahansa Yogananda once said, if you don't look for God in the springtime of life, he won't be there in the winter. Modern religious practices have the definite capacity to turn any intelligent person off. You're advised not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. The truth is right there inside you, and you can find it if you look and ask. There's no need to put on special clothes and funny hats. There's no need to go into a church while the cathedral of nature extends on all sides. There's no need to deny the essence of something just because it is intentionally misrepresented by scoundrels. These radio stations of which I speak have all manner of material. There are voices speaking from illuminated rooms. There is celestial music which flows like coursing blood. There are the sights of another world that wait for the determined. There is assistance to be had and friends to be made that are of far greater power and loyalty than any friend you can make on this earth. In this critical time, there are certain doors opening for those aware enough to behold them, for those who seek them out. In any time of darkness, the light is concentrating in places, and it is always to be found within. I talked earlier about what one should do, to stay or flee. Well, contact with the divine makes that no real concern of yours, and guarantees that you'll be informed if the time should come. These times in which we live seem to reel like a drunken jester at the edge of a cliff. It seems out of control, but it is very much under control and always has been. We are made to reject our own inner divinity because of ancient lies about sin for the profit of priests in the service of temporal gain. Jesus Christ, the way-shower, like every other avatar, came to give us an example of what we might be. Not to hold a club of punishment over our heads. It is a message of freedom, not one of confinement. You can romance and be romanced by this world through centuries beyond count, and all you will ever reap is heartbreak and disappointment, treachery and loss. Or you can romance the divine and see what that gets you. See what that gets you. Turn within, because the volume is being turned up, and for very good reason, just as the clamor outside increases, too. All kinds of resolution and judgment are on the way, and we are already seeing evidence of this with each passing day. There are going to be some very surprised people among the rich and the powerful who believe they own this sphere and can behave as they like. We shall see about that. Their world is going to be turned upside down. Oh, yeah. But you know, that was always implicit within it. Unfortunately, that's the one thing that's always hidden by those who are most consumed by it. They're being used as an object lesson, as all of us are. For those who have been persisting in what is good and true, there are blessings on the way. But every soul must strive to realize it is in the effort, in response to the ancient irritation, that we form the pearl of great price within our oyster shells. The opportunity for a quantum leap is at hand. It will not come again for a very long time. Take advantage of this supercharged moment. Take advantage to ride past so much of the hardship and trial that might have awaited you in another time. Strive hard. Well, we're coming to the end of another communique. As the metaphorical theater curtains are beginning to close, we hope you enjoyed this evening's engagement from the aforementioned location. We'll see you in a fortnight, if there is one. And in the interim, we ask that you be inspired to inquire within, and that the light will bloom for you and encircle and protect you. Aloha, until we meet again.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun